We'd like to welcome you to the Real BS Show with my partner, Seth.
Seth, yeah.
You here?
There you are.
There you are.
I'm here.
And I'm Bill. That's what the BS stands for.
Yeah, nothing else.
Nothing else.
Yeah.
It's pure BS. Today we'd like to do an update. Serious update. Try not to make any jokes. Let's make it serious. We've been talking about viruses for a couple of weeks now, and this coronavirus has taken off like crazy. We've been watching it for 3 weeks now. You've probably been watching it longer. You're a moderator on a couple sites, so I don't know. I think it's time we kind of update everybody and let everybody know how serious this really is. And it seems like the government's taking it serious now, because all of a sudden you're seeing all this. Well, the stock market's taking a beating.
And a lot of closures.
And, they're closing sporting events. I mean, everything. March Madness, the NCAA wrestling finals.
NBA.
Baseball. I'm screwed now. I'm going to sit out there in the woods with nothing to watch.
Right.
Have to watch YouTube videos. NHL soccer, Major League Soccer.
Right.
I just heard today that a bunch of soccer players tested positive.
Yeah.
You know, I think it was, as a matter of fact, it was Italy. That's where it was, Italy.
Yeah.
Italy is just getting hammered.
Easily.
Something awful. We'll read off some of the numbers here.
The World Health Organization, they just recently said that Europe is now the epicenter for the COVID-19 disease.
Well, it's you know, I watch that, and that every night at midnight they start over and count new cases, and it's going up by 30% to 50%.
Yep.
Every day now in the last 3 or 4 days. It's really climbing fast, and that's one of the reasons I think we ought to have a show just about this, you know. I mean, we did have a show. Two shows. But the one show, we talked about how it got started and these wet markets in China. I mean, just the most terrible things you'd ever want to see. I mean, just the craziest way to do business. Holy smokes. And that's where it all starts, you know. That's where it's... This isn't the only time. You know, I heard some Democrats there busting Trump's chops about not handling this thing right. But I look back at the swine flu.
Right.
That was under Biden and Obama's terms. 17,000 people died in the United States.
Oh, sure.
Just in the United States.
Yeah.
So, holy smokes. I mean, we've got 41 now or something like that. 41 deaths in this country. Mostly my age group, I guess.
Yeah.
Which ain't very pleasant.
Yeah, people with pre-existing conditions. Of course, you know, 1/3 of Americans have pre-existing conditions, but those pre-existing conditions all are not severe. The COVID-19 disease is affecting people with serious pre-existing conditions, and that's what the WHO and CDC have said a long time is this is going to... There's been some young people that died from this in the initial...
I've heard some 40-year-olds, 40,
some
30,
20-year-olds. Yeah, there's been... Yeah. That's in the early stages of the mutations. It was much more of a serious virus, and then it became more mellowed out from what I've read on it. And so, yeah, now it's going to start having pneumonia effects towards older people that have serious pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, and I guess nicotine promotes the
ACE2 receptor.
It kind of takes down your defenses or whatever.
Right. Yeah, it goes to the ACE2 receptor and uptake it, the nicotine uptakes it and then allows it to come in easier. But recently, one of the ones that caught a lot of Americans by surprise was when Ohio, the health minister in Ohio said 1% of Ohioans have COVID-19 and they just
testing
don't know.
Positive?
No, they don't not even test them. They're just predicting that 1%. So that's 100,000, 117,000 people walking around in Ohio. I would say 1% of Americans have it and they don't even know it.
Well, I listened to some really scientific guys, I don't know what you call them, experts, I guess. And they're saying in the United States, it's very, very possible, because this is so catchy or so transferred so easily, that we could, that 50% of the population could test positive for the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
50%. And then they went on to say it could be as high as 1% of those tested could die.
Oh, sure.
Now, if you do the math, 50% of the population is 150 million people.
Yep.
1% of that is 1.5 million people.
Sure.
Could die in this country. And they were talking like it's really headed that way.
Yeah, the concern is it's not going to, some people are spreading rumors that it could end in the summertime. That might not be the case. It might keep on going.
That doesn't sound right at all.
Yeah.
I mean, summertime sounds like it'd make it go more.
Yeah. But do you want to
Antarctica? They ain't got none.
Not yet. Until everybody goes there.
Antarctica or the North Pole?
Yeah.
Antarctica?
Antarctica is the South Pole, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so far, that they haven't had any.
The one that gets me the most is China saying they only have 80,000 cases.
Yeah, in the last week, they've gone up like four a day. What are you talking?
I don't believe that.
They're like 10 times that amount.
No, I don't believe that they have 80,000. There's
no
way.
I got on a site there, Zoom In, I think it was called.
And right.
They acted like they were some kind of Chinese officials, and they called a funeral home and was asking them how they could improve things or what's it like there, and they just went bananas. They said they can't pick people up fast enough. They had like a dozen furnaces where they're cremating people, and it takes 50 minutes to cremate a body.
Right.
And they couldn't, the bodies were coming in faster than they could cremate them.
Right.
And that was just one of the smaller funeral homes in where this place started, Wuhan. And they were just beside it. We need more cars. We need 50 more people here to keep up with this. That's at one funeral home.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, so just dead bodies laying in the street.
I believe it.
And 60% of all of China's, this is a funeral home person saying, 50% of the dead bodies they pick up are in people's homes.
Yeah.
Not in hospitals, not in quarantine centers.
Right.
They're at people's houses. So they're not even being counted.
Early on, we talked about this in the previous two shows, is how they shut down two provinces early on in January. And those two provinces equaled 150 million people. And they shut down the whole provinces, locked them down.
Yeah,
like, you know,
that's ugly. I saw some videos of that.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was ugly.
In the United States, we're starting to shut down schools and stuff. But there's some talk in Washington State about putting more restrictions on, and you know, then you have the panic buying. People, you went to the store.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Yeah, I went there, and no more toilet paper.
No,
nowhere to be found. None.
The Target, same thing. No toilet paper. You know, people are just. I don't understand the toilet paper part.
You can't eat that, can you?
No. I don't get that one. I'm not trying to make fun of it, but
yeah,
I'm not sure why people are buying toilet paper.
Well, that just tells you where people's priorities lie.
Yeah, you never know. Oh, geez.
Whoops, I'm making fun. That's not right.
I don't know. I just don't understand it. I truly don't. But I can see people buying food and stuff.
Well, I got a year's worth of Mountain House
stored
away, so I got plenty of food to eat.
Right.
Don't tell anybody where I live.
Right. The other country, too, that is in the list that only says they have, like, five people is Turkey.
Turkey.
Five people.
Yeah.
Jeez, I do not believe that.
They're not telling anybody anything. I mean, they're just...
Yeah. Everybody around them is reporting a lot higher than that.
All circled all the way around Turkey. It's crazy. It's
Yeah.
My son, two months ago, maybe longer, he told me this was coming. He says, "Dad, stock up." You know, he says, "This is gonna be really bad." And I kind of fluffed it off. You know, I said, "Yeah, don't worry, it'll be all right." You know, this.
Right.
Bam! Here it is. I mean, and just in the last week, just last night, I mean, all these major countries are going up by 30 to 50%.
Right.
I mean, it's really kicking in.
Right.
And I had no idea it was this this bad. I mean, there's some famous people getting this. The mayor of Miami,
yeah,
Tom Hanks, he's in Australia.
Yeah.
He got it, him and his wife. I don't know. I think it's going to, in a way, it affects the stock market. I mean, you don't argue with money.
No.
So they know something. They know something's up, and they see this coming, and, I mean, they start shutting down. I mean, over in China, they're going into apartment houses and dragging people out that have a temperature.
Right.
And throwing in a court. That's what those new buildings they built so fast.
Yep.
Quarantine centers. Well, there's 1,000 beds in each one of those buildings, and they just throw the people in there.
Yep.
So they're sick, or they might not be sick, and they're all smashed in together. That's
sure.
Just crazy, crazy. It's like a concentration camp or
yes.
something.
Yeah, basically.
What do they look like?
That when they start building, they said, oh, we built new hospitals. And I saw how they were being built, and they had a time-lapse video. And I'm looking at the containers that they put down. They look like shipping containers. I'm thinking, that's not a hospital.
Yeah.
And they're like they had these designs that they put out originally. And of course, people were sharing, oh, if China could put up hospitals in 2 days, people were sharing that. Why can't the U.S. do it? And I wanted to say to those people that were posting those kind of things, those were fake images that were originally put up, and then the real thing, the time lapse showed shipping containers, not this fancy image that they originally had.
I mean, it takes them a couple weeks to build a Dollar General.
Right.
I mean,
right.
That's not even close to the size of what they were talking about.
They were slapping shipping containers together, and, you know, the numbers tell you the truth. If you see places like Wuhan, China, they say they have 80,815 cases, and only 22 new cases, by the way. We'll look at the real numbers and look at places like Italy. They have 17,000 of this date. Today's
since midnight.
Yeah.
This, 17 total.
Yeah, well, 17,000
total.
660 total.
Okay.
Let me say, though, this is March 13th, 2020.
Right.
So we have to make that clear. We're reading numbers at a certain time.
Did I give you the breaking news?
No.
Breaking news. The frogs are awake. Yeah, the frogs in my pond. I come out this morning, they're all barking like crazy. Flopping around and splashing out there.
That's springtime.
Yeah, man. This is, mark it on your calendar, folks. This is a wonderful day. You know, it just, that spring is here. That's the sure thing. Those frogs know what's going on.
It was a very nice day. The past few days have been really nice, you know, sitting out in the sun. That's really, I kind of enjoyed that.
I'm just glad to see them. Oh, man, am I glad to see them. They're music to my ears. They're loud. They sound like a bunch of ducks out there. You know? Boy, they're splashing around and having a good time. Mm-hmm. So as far as that goes, that's a good thing. One bright spot in my life there.
Right.
So, okay, where were we before I
Italy.
Interrupted you with the
breaking news.
Yeah.
That's okay. China's numbers are very inaccurate.
No, they're lying.
They're lying.
They're not even 10%. I bet it's more than that.
Easily probably 10 times that. But
10 times, exactly.
Italy has 17,000. And the new cases alone is 2,500, and they've had
since midnight. Yeah,
they've had 1,266 deaths.
Right.
And in the last day, 250 deaths.
Right. I knew it was a big number.
250 deaths in the last day.
And they've canceled everything over there.
They've canceled everything. They've locked it down. And so when China sits there and claims that they've only have 80,000, and that's where it originated.
They had four new deaths overnight.
And then China's blaming Europe for bringing the virus to them, the new variations. And it's like, I started seeing reports of that. I'm like, China's claiming there's a new mutation of the virus coming back to them. It's like, no, it's not that quickly mutated in some ways, but
if you saw those wet markets and the way those animals, and they pile bats up and they make bat soup and all these different crazy looking animals, and they just, and they're eating everything, worms, snakes, I forget, the one thing looks like a dinosaur, a small dinosaur, I forgot
right.
what it starts with a P. But just crazy looking, like an armadillo without the armor.
Right.
Phew.
So in the total cases per million per million population is very interesting when you look at those numbers. It's Italy is 292 per million cases, whereas China only has 56 per million population. And China's more packed
than Italy. And that's where it all started.
Yeah, yeah. So when you see these numbers, 56 per million versus Italy's 292 per million, there's something wrong there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Iran, pretty decent on the numbers. They're I think what I mean by is decent is it's not good that they have these numbers, but it's decent that they're telling the truth, I think. Is their numbers is 11,364 total cases, and they've had 514 deaths and 85 the last day. Yeah. So
well, they don't believe in doctors over there. No. They're kind of religious. They kind of, if it's God's will they die, then they're fine with that. So that's their solution.
Spain's real close behind with Italy in increasing in numbers. They've had their total cases are 5,232.
Wow.
2,000 of those cases are added in the last day. Deaths, 133, 47 added to that list since the last 24 hours.
Wow.
The U.S., you know, we have 41 dead out of 2,000. 2,048 at this current date of March 13th. But we have only 6.3 per 1 million. But again, we go back to what the Ohio people, the one health administrator in Ohio was saying, that probably 1% of the population in Ohio has
that's
it.
That's a lot of people.
117,000. Hey, I mean, this is going to be a common strain of the common, you know, this is going to become a normal strain of the coronavirus that affects...
Come back year after year.
Yeah, the common cold. The common cold has many different viruses that affect it, but the many different strains of the coronavirus do cause the common cold. So this will just be one of those many, you know?
This one could be a real bad one. I mean, we don't know yet. I mean, it's still early, but you look at Europe and you look at the rest of the... It just doesn't look good. I mean, it's just spreading. It's all over the world.
Right. Right.
All over the world. Yeah. Sweden. I mean, Sweden and Switzerland and Germany, they had another 400 cases last night.
I mean,
it's just shooting up like crazy.
Yeah.
So, folks, you got to wash your hands as much as you can. Cover your... I stick my hand up my sleeve and when it comes to opening doors and stuff.
Right,
so
right.
My fingers don't touch anything.
Right.
I don't know if that works or not, but...
That's a tough one.
Yeah. But for some reason, I got me some disinfectant wipes, which you can't find right now.
No.
They're out everywhere.
Yeah.
But about a week ago, I stopped at some place and I got six tanks of it. You know, it wasn't that much either.
Right.
And I don't know. That's before I was really nervous about it. I just saw them, I got them, and so I'm glad I did.
Right. One of the things that is going around is a lot of false information.
Yeah, you were talking about that, and I'm sure there is. I mean, I just, you know, what to believe, you know. Holy cow.
This is one of those situations where I do say that, you know, the CDC is pretty accurate on their information, and so is decently the WHO, even though they kind of championed the fact that China was lying about their numbers. I would say the CDC is pretty accurate.
Well, what's this BNO and what was the other?
World Health Meter.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. And then there's the one guy that it's on every day, matter of fact, 7 days a week, and he's on maybe from, sometimes he starts early, sometimes he starts later. Steve Luckner?
Yeah, Steve Luckner, Agenda Free TV.
Agenda Free TV, that's it. Yeah, yeah, that's the one. It's on YouTube, and I don't know why, but all of a sudden, the last week or so, I've just been stuck to that channel. I get mad when he takes a break for lunch. You know?
Agenda Free TV. He's been doing that news channel probably for almost 2 years now, almost a year and a half. And Agenda Free TV He's been covering this case since January 17th. He was tweeting about it sooner than that because there was like early reports coming out in early January.
Late December is when it started.
And he's been kind of calling out, like he just doesn't go into politics. He doesn't take any political side at all. He just, here's the facts, here's the news, you know. This is what's out
there.
Well,
he gets upset once in a while and he'll kind of put out a little lecture of some sort. But it's his opinion. It's not an agenda of some sort to get rid of the Democrats or get rid of the Republicans. It's just, you know.
His opinion of, like, for instance, is that schools should have closed across the country, that should have happened a month ago. That's what he was saying. Yeah. And it's like, that's probably true. I don't.
Well, it looks that way now. Right, but I mean, you know, a month ago,
no one thought of the serious.
Yeah, what if it all just went away and we did all this for nothing, you know? But now it's they can all badmouth Trump all they want, but I tell you what, I don't know what. I mean, if they got a better idea, let's hear it.
Well, that's where Trump and his team recently put out a national emergency where they're going to do drive-throughs to do testing.
Today.
I want to go on to that. We'll go into the fake information later. But one of the things I wanted to say is South Korea did that, and they saw a huge reduction.
Drive-through testing?
Yeah, drive-through testing.
Huh.
A reduction in transmission. They were able to get people to self-quarantine. And so they'd go out to a drive-through, get a test done, and have it instantly within 24 to 48 hours have that test processed. And the U.S. has been trying to ramp it up. But here's where the problem lies. Those tests that they had before were giving too many false positives, so they had to reinvent a new test. And so, of course, people were criticizing all the governments in the world. People were getting very pissed. In China, they were getting pissed. You know, the citizens were. In Europe, people were getting very upset with their governments not doing what they thought they should be doing. But what they didn't realize, most people didn't realize, is these tests are not accurate, the original ones.
Yeah.
And so now they had to reinvent the wheel kind of a bit, and now they're getting these tests out. And so the United States is now going to take on the same thing that South Korea did and doing these drive-through tests. You drive through and get a test done and have it shipped out, and then you'll know. So I think that will help massively. And they're working with a lot of different corporations and medical people like Walgreens and Target and Rite Aid and all these ones.
Yeah.
I think that will really put out the test out there so people can get it done.
Well, I've been texting some of the people I know that work in hospitals and stuff. Remember we had that show with Ann over there by Philadelphia?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, she's in charge of a bunch of nurses. She's kind of the boss, I guess you call it.
Right.
And I texted her, and she's saying it's not bad, but, you know, she is testing people. They're testing people. And so it's just a wait and see what...
Almost all the cases are over there.
Well, she's north of Philadelphia a ways, and I'm not sure where, and I can't remember the name of the hospital.
Right. Well, it was, they closed down.
Very, very good hospital, new, or a big name. You know.
Montgomery County, they closed that down, basically, the schools and everything, because all the cases there in Montgomery.
Penn State, when they go on spring break, they told the kids not to come back.
And was it NBA? They closed season.
The NBA, I remember the Utah Jazz and Oklahoma Thunder, they came out on the court and were getting ready to go, and all of a sudden... The referees come out there, and there was a lot of confusion, and all of a sudden, back in the locker room they went, and they announced that was it, and then it wasn't an hour later, the NBA said, that's it. Our season's over.
Right.
So, wow. That, you know, somebody knows something.
Yeah.
It's more serious than what everybody's thinking.
Well, not just that, but, you know, you have the NBA, NHL. So, you know,
they shut
hockey.
Down.
NCAA,
Major League Baseball. They suspended spring training.
Yep,
done.
What's the other ones? Soccer league. You know,
FIFA, Major League Soccer. Yeah,
done. You know, like, well, so this is like, you know, I do think there's more going on, and it's wise that they're doing these things. A lot of school closures are happening.
A lot of concerts are shut down, too. That big festival in Texas, South by Southwest or something.
Yeah, they canceled.
Billions of dollars that brings into Texas. Done. It's canceled.
That's wise. In Washington State, they had a bunch of school. They had the whole state closed down.
Their schools, Louisiana just said today their schools are closed.
Right, right.
Louisiana and Ohio, Maryland is another one.
Right.
It's going to spread. Now, when you look at the map of the United States, this morning, Alabama, West Virginia, and Idaho had zero cases. But during the day, Alabama fell because now they got some cases. I don't know how many, but...
Right.
So they're out. So West Virginia and Idaho are the only... I figure that's where they make a lot of alcohol. I don't know.
Right. Well, Pennsylvania, they just announced a 2 weeks to close down. Right now, it's 2 weeks starting now. They closed
all the schools
in Pennsylvania, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it just was 2 hours ago.
Huh.
So Governor Wolf announces closure of Pennsylvania schools. And hey, you know, I mean, this is something that should have been done, let's say, a month ago. When people were just thinking, oh, it's just a hoax or whatever. But, it's not a hoax when they're closing schools down.
There's a lot of, you know, Charles Barkley.
Yeah.
He's in for testing. He's not feeling good. There's going to be a lot of famous people. Tom Hanks and his wife, of course, they're in Australia.
Right.
Doing something, working, I guess. I don't know. It's ramping up real fast.
Yeah.
And that's what our show is about, is to maybe everybody can pay closer attention to what's happening. And I don't know, wear gloves when you go to Walmart or something. Right. I don't know. Right. I don't know exactly what the answer is.
But. Well, the one is the virus is like SARS-CoV-2, which is what causes COVID-19. If you wash your hands, it washes off the oil substance of the virus, and so it doesn't get transmitted. Now, if someone sneezes or coughs, the particles from that can get into your airways, and that's kind of hard to prevent. Yeah, you could wear a mask, but also your eyes. You're not protecting your eyes, you know? I mean, how many people are wearing...
It can go in through your eyes?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a mucous membrane.
Oh,
yeah, so we're, you know, hey, you know, this
what about
is,
my ears? Can it go in my ears?
No.
No?
No, I don't. Okay. I
don't know. Unless you've got a hole in your head.
We'll have to get a doctor on this. I'm just going off of what I know. This is layman's explanation. But
well, you know more than I do, that's for sure.
The summary of findings so far is it has an incubation period of 2 to 14 days. So
wow,
it could be in your system.
Days. So it could be on a surface 14 days?
No, not that. That would be a day, I think.
So if I buy something from Amazon, by the time it gets to my house, the virus is dead.
Yes.
So I can open the box without any fear of catching.
What they're saying is it could be in your system, in your body, for 2 to 14 days.
Okay.
They're seeing on average of 14 days. The median...
But if somebody sneezes on a handrail, let's say... Or on a, let's say an Amazon worker has it and he sneezes on a box before it goes out to the truck. By the time that box gets to my house 2 days later, that virus should be dead, right?
Well, yeah.
On the outside of the box.
Yeah, yeah. What they did a mean incubation observed, and they found 3 days to 5.2 days. And that's on average with a bunch of people that did a huge study on them.
That's inside your body?
Yeah, inside your day. But there's been some cases where it was 14 days, you know? So it's kind of like it gets crazy
so
there.
So somebody could get tested after 2 days and they think, well, they're fine. But then a few days later, it shows up.
Right. So, yeah, I'm going to say 5 days is probably the right amount of incubation. But you could be walking around with it for 5 days and not know you're sick.
Now, if you get a test and you don't know you're sick,
right.
But you get a test. Can they detect the virus?
Yes. That's something that...
That Prime Minister from Canada just...
Trudeau, yeah.
What a bonehead.
He was claiming that he didn't need to get tested because...
He felt fine.
He felt fine and he didn't have the symptoms.
His wife has the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't need to get tested. I feel fine. And he said the test wouldn't detect anything
anyway.
That's
not true. Yeah.
That's not true. I knew that was wrong.
That's something that Steve Luckner has been talking about since the day one. There was a report that came out that people can be asymptomatic, meaning they have no symptoms, for 5 days.
Yeah.
And then, boom, it hits them.
Yeah.
So they're walking around for 5 days, actually carrying the virus, spreading the virus.
And a test would have told them that they had it. Okay. That's what the prime minister was saying, that the test would not tell.
Well, it depends. Now, see, this is where the confusion lies. The old test would have came back saying he didn't have it. There's a possibility these new tests are showing that they're now showing better results. There was too many tests done in the past with the old tests
that were negative when they really weren't.
Yeah, they actually were sick. You know, so this is something that's very interesting. Okay, so I got right here some incubation periods. So we got COVID-19 is 2 to 14 days. Some are saying 24, but I think that's kind of like far out there. SARS was 2 to 7 days. MERS, which is the Middle East respiratory syndrome, very similar to SARS, 5 days. Swine flu is 1 to 4 days. And seasonal flu is 2 days. So the seasonal flu, you know, like influenza A or influenza B, you could get sick with it, and 2 days later actually start showing symptoms.
Yeah.
So
somebody sneezes on you, and 2 days later you don't get sick for 2 days.
Well, roughly, yeah. It's the average, you know.
The coronavirus, you could go 10 days before it shows up.
It could be 5 or 14 days, you know. I mean, so it depends. But the average is 5 days.
Well, that's, I guess that's where the testing is so important.
Oh, sure. They're doing the drive-through testing. That's quite interesting. The transmission rate is very interesting. I'm going to pull that up.
I don't know. I feel like coughing now. The more I talk about this, the more I start thinking, ooh, any little thing, you know, he's like, oh, I got a headache.
Right.
He goes, uh-oh.
Yeah. The other one was like, oh, no, I'm not breathing. You feel breathing weird. But there's some cases where people were talking about false information. There's a claim out there that if you have a runny nose then you have the common cold. The coronavirus causes a dry cough with no runny nose, and that's not true. They found it's kind of more mixed bag. The most common symptoms of COVID-19 are fever, tiredness, and dry cough, according to the WHO. Some patients do have aches and pains and nasal congestion and runny nose, sore throat, and diarrhea. And I think that's why people are getting toilet paper, because they're worried about the diarrhea. But the percentage of people getting diarrhea is very small. Everybody's body responds differently to these kind of things. But,
I think people are worried. I mean, if you look at China and see what they're doing to those people over there, I mean, they're locking them down. They're welding the door shut in these apartment houses. These people can't get out. They got to bring food to them.
Right.
So you're kind of trapped or imprisoned, I guess you could say. Well, if that happens here and you're not allowed to go, well, let's say Walmart closes down, they lock the doors. What are you going to do?
Sure.
Or they say, restaurants, you know, they've already said that in some places, the restaurants have to close.
Yeah.
So, if it comes to feeding yourself and you can't buy anything anywhere, what are you going to do?
Oh, sure.
So, maybe that's where that toilet paper, they're thinking, geez, I don't want to run out of that. I don't know. I don't know. It's something crazy. They just want to be prepared. But, you know, if you buy toilet paper, you ought to buy a lot of water, too, or at least store some water.
You'd think, right?
You know, I don't know. It's scary, you know, and it's just, I know it made me think, and my son kept telling me about it, and of course, I've always been a prepper anyway, so I got a year's worth of, like I say, Mountain House and a few other outfits of dehydrated food, which is pretty good. It's really tasty. I like the stuff.
Right.
So I am prepared. I mean, you know, but I don't know. I guess I'll stock up on tomato soup and chicken noodle soup and some other things that, you know, you can last 6 months without a problem.
Right, right.
But like you say, a lot of those shelves are getting empty pretty fast. So, I tell you what, let's take a break and let some music play for a little while.
Okay.
And I don't know how long we've been talking, but we'll listen to some coronavirus music, and we'll come back and talk about this misinformation kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right. You got a whole section on that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Seth, let's take a break.
Okay.
Welcome back to the Real BS Show, and you wanted to talk about? We're all refreshed now, so
yeah,
we want to talk about misinformation. Now, when you talk about that, the only misinformation I've seen myself is in these chat rooms where people just say, "Oh, they're just faking it," or "It's a hoax," or "They're trying to." They got enough. What was that one you said about a boomer doomer?
Boomer doomer. That's the one that's going on Twitter in the last 4 days.
Trying to fix Social Security by killing off all the old folks.
Yeah. Because it's over 60. Anybody over 60 and has a pre-existing condition that's serious is likely to.
So they're saying this knocks off the old people.
Well, that's what the hoax is. That there's it would it's a false information.
But it must be true, though, isn't it?
There's a higher percentage of chance that someone that has a pre-existing condition and over 60, or anybody that has a pre-existing condition that's serious, can get really messed up from this.
You have less ability to fight back? Or
yeah. But one of the ones that I would want to start out with is, first, that is, there's a rumor going around this is a bioweapon, that China developed this bioweapon, or there's another rumor that Bill Gates funded this research into a bioweapon, or the U.S. gave information to China for a bioweapon.
Bill Gates has been warning about this for a long time.
Yeah, he was part of a convention back in September 2019 to prepare for a pandemic.
I think I saw him on a TED Talks or something.
Yeah.
He was saying that, you know, something bad could happen and we're not prepared.
That's the truth.
Yeah, and he made sense. I mean, he seemed like his heart was in the right place. And
yeah. So for people to sit there and say that, oh, Bill Gates is behind this of depopulating the world, it's like, no, I don't see that happening. The guy's put billions of dollars in research into saving people from pandemics and epidemics. So I don't see that being a valid, logical.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense for one guy to. He needs more customers, not less.
Right. The other one is the deep state is trying to eradicate population. But if that was the case, why would there be all these leaders that are getting the coronavirus disease themselves? You know, like, it would defeat the purpose, you know, like, you know. But there's a lot of false information about how it spread and where it came about. There's some people saying there's a lab in Wuhan that released this virus. You know, none of that's true. It came from an open air market.
I think it's Mother Nature's kicking back.
Yeah,
they're gonna teach us a lesson. You want to mistreat animals and treat them, you know. That's awful what they do over there, and
this virus has been. As the previous two shows we did, I kind of wanted to present the idea. This is not something new. The virus itself is a new mutation, but viruses have been attacking bacteria for billions of years. This is an old game that's going on, and I mean not a game that's a fun game. But it's a battle.
If you look at on some of these, like Lysol and some of these cans of disinfectant, it's been around for a long time.
Sure.
And at the bottom it says coronavirus is one of the things that it'll kill.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is just a different
strain,
more powerful strain that's jumped from animals to humans.
Yeah.
And that all makes sense.
Yeah. The common cold has many different coronavirus strains, and this is just a new variation, and bats had it. They've had it. Their body builds immunity to it, and then when it crosses over to humans, and most likely the first few people it crossed over to were smoking, or using nicotine of some sort,
or chopping up animals in these wet markets and selling them. You know, it just. China, for a while there, the last go around, they shut them down. They made them illegal, but that wet market stuff is kind of like drugs or something.
Yeah,
they just secretly open up someplace else, and you know, Bangkok or you know, they just all around that Middle East area. They can make too much money. It's black market, you know. It's crazy. Crazy. I can't imagine these people eating this stuff. You see the worms and the snakes and what they do to all these animals. It's just outrageous.
They definitely have a different view on food. We in America, we see Chinese restaurants, and that's definitely Americanized food. As most, you know, ethnic food is Americanized. It's a little bit more Disney-fied version of food. It's not the real thing. You know, you go to Italy, the pizza's not the same as here, you know?
Yeah.
And China's the same thing. We're not eating dogs. We're not eating bats. We're not eating snakes.
Cats, foxes, raccoons.
Yeah. The paralegan that you were mentioning earlier.
Yeah, it starts with a P, weird-looking thing.
Yeah.
They say that's one of their biggest sellers.
Yeah, and it's almost going extinct over there, you know, because they're eating it so fast.
Well, I think Mother Nature's kicking back, and they're saying, okay, we'll fix you guys.
Right. But that's one hoax, is it did not come from the laboratory. That's a myth. The other one is, people are saying it's just the flu. And, well, the problem with that is the flu is going on. The seasonal flu is going on. There's two different strains out there, influenza A and influenza B. And they are going on. 10,000 people in the United States, of my knowing, have died from the seasonal flu. And most of them were probably, you know, compromised in some way. You know, their body was weakened beforehand.
Yeah.
But now the problem is this has the same lower respiratory symptoms as the flu. You know, you got fever, you got cough, dry cough. You know, it's not always, but sometimes. So it has a lot of similar symptoms, but it's not the same virus at all. You know, it's a whole different virus. It's a different, you know.
Well, a couple of years ago, I'd say maybe more like 3 years ago, 3 years ago, I got sick.
Right.
The flu. I guess it was the flu, and it was from a neighbor lady, and I gave her a ride, and she was coughing all over the place. I said,
right.
What the heck? Sure enough, I got sick. And man, did get sick.
Right, right.
I was coughing and just, I could hardly get out of bed.
Yeah.
I was so sick. And it lasted for a couple of weeks.
Yep, yep. Did you have the fever?
Oh, I had everything. I had, oh man, it was awful. Worst I've ever had a flu.
So that must have been influenza A, because that's the one that knocks you down.
Oh
yeah.
Man, I was out of it. Oh man, this is crazy. But everybody wanted me to go to the doctor, and I didn't want to go, you know, and I didn't. And sure enough, a couple weeks later, I started getting better. And I came out of it and haven't been sick since.
Yeah. There's also the myth about different things about how it spread. Or there was a report that came out that said it was affecting only Asian men. And that was proven false. There's some scientific.
Yeah, I see a lot of racism going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Like in New York City and some of these places, it's Chinatowns, and people are going down there just, you know, really giving them a hard time.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the Chinese are buying a lot of rifles and stuff out in California.
Oh, I believe it.
They're going to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And it's ramping up. I mean, it is. And hey, people are that stupid that blame people that have been living here for years. It's their fault that that's here? No.
There was a study also that was published that it had that this virus had an HIV strain attached to it. And again, that's kind of like the bioweapon thing again. People are like, but that report, that study was found false to be too, because as well, because there's all these reports being made in China of them trying to blame another thing, another entity out there doing something of harm to China, and then it's spreading. But that was proven false as well. It's not, no, there is no HIV strain in SARS-CoV-2. None. There's none. And the one about the Asian only being affected by it because the ACE2 receptor being increased, that's not true either, because it's smokers or people that do nicotine or any sort of nicotine that has shown that, because most people in China smoke, you know, most men in China smoke, and that's why it was affecting them at a higher, greater frequency. And that increases the ACE2 receptor uptake. And so this misinformation coming out is just, it needs to be kind of like fact checked a little bit. And you can go on Google and look up fact checking for coronavirus to get the information. But washing your hands, nothing wrong with it. You can, it removes the virus. Using hand sanitizer works. Covering your cough with your elbow, your sneezes, you know, those things.
I see a lot of on YouTube, you can make your own hand sanitizer with rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
And I don't know, 91% is the best, but
yeah,
70% probably would work too.
Right.
With some hand cream, I guess you mix the two together. And,
right.
You know, 2-to-1 or something like that.
And, right.
And put it in a pump or something, and that works good.
Right. It's just kind of sad that people are, there's some of it doing the joke, and then some people are really extremely paranoid. And so they're pumping all this information out, misinformation out. Oh, the other one I remember seeing is, you know how there's 4G for cell phones?
Yeah.
There's another one out there because 5G is coming about. There's this huge campaign of people thinking 5G is going to cause cancer. It's going to cause all these issues. There's people saying that coronavirus is caused by 5G. And when I heard that one,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I'm sitting there thinking, really? You know, like,
they're really stretching it.
That's no, I can't understand.
I don't know. Maybe wouldn't that be something if they were right?
Yeah. I mean,
never heard of that.
But that one got me. That was like,
yeah,
that's absurd. You know, like they have evidence, DNA evidence of it, where it originated. And they've watched the mutations come out. And people are like, well, Wuhan has a lot of 5G. And I'm sitting there thinking, wait a second. They supposedly, I don't know how true that is. I think China's pretty behind on technology in that area. That's kind of a backwards province, even though they have like 80 million people there.
When I see those open markets like that, I just, man, those people.
But don't you see that those open markets, can't you think, awful. Can't you see all the dead animals and all that, that just laying there in the open market?
Bad soup. Yeah, I mean, just filthy.
They're filthy, that's right. So couldn't you see that being the more logical reason why some kind of zootropic virus contacts humans, it transfers over? Like, really, I don't see how that can be the more logical. Why can't that be the reason?
I think it's Mother Nature getting its revenge.
But that's old. That's an old story of nature attacking humans, you know, or anything, you know.
Humans made it, though. I mean, they're the ones that caused it, I think.
You mean caused it by the bats? And
By doing stupid things like that being unclean and, you know.
It's kind of like our last show where we talked about the smallpox and the measles, how Europeans gave it to Native Americans. And how Europeans
didn't even know it.
Yeah, the Europeans were around animals. They had animals in their houses. They had animals everywhere. And so they were exposed to those things. When you're exposed to wild animals like that,
over time they build up immunities or whatever.
Right, but if you ever get a bat in your house or a chimney, it's one of those ones, I will say, they carry rabies, right? Everybody knows that. Bats carry rabies. They also carry, they're very disease ridden. Like, that's another thing. I wouldn't pick up a dead bat, not because it has rabies, but because there could be any disease.
Yeah.
And, you know, they always call them flying rats.
Plus they're ugly, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Nasty looking buggers.
They're very diseased. They eat some weird things, you know? And they're exposed to weird environments. And we aren't used to those environments. And so we have a higher chance of catching something from them. Yeah, I don't understand.
I don't think there's a cure for rabies, is there?
There's a vaccination for it. If you have it in a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you got to catch it.
Yeah. There's been one case where a girl, she ended up getting rabies and didn't realize what it was until it was too late, and she passed the deadline. And they were able to help her bypass the worst symptoms, but she ended up having some severe mental disabilities from it. It, like, destroyed her brain.
Yeah.
But she's a rare case. Most of the time it leads to death. If it's not caught in time. But you know,
well, if there's even a hint of rabies that you might have it, say a rabid animal gets into your garbage and spreads chicken bones all over the yard, and you pick them up with your bare hands and you got
a cut or something,
on your hands, the doctors are going to tell you right flat out, you got to get rabies shots, and they ain't no fun.
No, they're not.
Like 7 weeks or something in a row, you get my cousin had that.
Yeah.
He didn't know if he had it or not, but the doctor said, do not take any chances. Just do it.
Yeah.
So he had to suffer.
Yeah.
So next time you pick up garbage out of the yard, put your gloves on.
Right.
You know, jeez.
Yeah, you never know.
So, yeah, that's wild, wild. Well, I think we've done enough for today. We're not here to scare anybody. We just want everybody to realize this is serious,
it's
going to get worse.
It's one of those things that it's. I'm not about panicking about. This is, you know, there's too many people right now panicking because they just heard the news. And this has been something that's been going on since December. And so now people are waking up and they're panicking and buying. Instead, I say, be careful. Wash your hands, you know. Be careful who you contact with. You know, if you start having symptoms, go look on the CDC's and the WHO's website and see what the symptoms are.
There's nothing wrong with being prepared, you know, and being stocking up.
I mean,
you're going to always eat the food, you know.
Sure.
So, I mean, you get, you know, 2 dozen boxes of crackers, you're eventually going to eat them.
Sure. But
so there's no harm done there.
Right. But the panic buying is what I'm getting at. Like, people are just buying in mass of things that there's nothing wrong with buying extra food. There's nothing wrong with buying extra stuff you might need. But when it gets to, like, people are freaking out, emptying stores, that's a sign that they're just panicking. Instead, we need to just realize everything's going to be fine. There's going to be some rough spots, but...
You think Walmart or Target or some of these places back in December would have seen this coming and stocked up on disinfectant wipes, you know? You think they would have stuffed the shelves full of them?
Well, we had SARS before, and we had MERS, and we had swine flu. We had...
Yeah, that killed a lot of people, the swine flu.
Sure.
I didn't know it. I didn't know it was that many.
Right, neither did I. But you didn't see the panic then. This is different.
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't see people panicking over the swine flu, and that killed 17,000 people.
Well, these stupid politicians, they all got something else to fight about and blame each other about. And I don't know. I think this is serious. I mean, the stock market and the way it's just lost fortunes.
Right.
And, you know, it'll probably come back. It'll come back. But still, this panic selling and people hoarding
their money.
It's
the same thing, yeah.
You know, what if the banks close? Well, you need some cash, you know.
Right.
Look at the price of gas is going down.
Yes.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, yeah. And they're buying all the oil reserves while the price is low, too.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. Now, that's a good thing. But it might put some people out of business, you know.
Yeah, that's it. It happened before.
Well, yeah, and they'll just have to stay on the sidelines for a while and wait for the price to go back up and go back to drilling again.
Right.
So I don't know. It's just, folks, use your head. Wash your hands. You know, be conscious of where your hands are going all the time.
Right.
You know?
People should be washing their hands anyhow.
I mean,
you know?
I never open doors like at stores or restaurants with my bare hands. I always stick them in my shirt sleeve. And,
yes.
You know, my jacket sleeve, I pull it down, and that's how I do it. It started because I always get shocked when I get out of my car, especially in the wintertime. I'm all charged up when I slide off the seat, and then I touch the door, and bam, I get shocked, you know.
How about this one? I want you to ponder on this, and I ponder on it myself all the time. But how many times you might touch your face in a day? Without thinking, without realizing.
I don't even know. I keep hearing that, and I never even thought about it. But
yeah, but
I don't know.
You know, I mean, you know, there's an analogy of there was a story about a woman freaking out at a cashier about the cashier touching his face, and the woman thought that was behind this woman freaking out. The woman thought, well, that woman's like touching the keypad where you run your credit card or debit card, and that probably has more germs than that cashier touching his face, you know?
Well, when you stop and think about it, you do touch a lot of stuff. I do have those disinfectant wipes in my car. And every time I go someplace or come out of someplace, I'm washing my hands with one of those towels.
Right.
You know, it's pennies. So
why not?
But I never did before, so...
Yeah.
Maybe I'm waking up to something. Maybe... a good thing, you know.
The old age battle, that's what I'm saying. It's an ancient battle that we've been fighting, virus versus bacteria. Bacteria is what we descended from bacteria, and viruses have been trying to hijack us for billions of years, and so it'll continue to go on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Let's sit back and do the best you can, folks.
Right.
You know, try to be conscious of what you're doing, and wash your hands. There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
So, we'll call it a day?
Yeah.
Why don't we let this song
finish off,
and we'll say see you later, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
All right, and thanks, Ann, over there in Philadelphia for filling me in and telling me about what's going on over there, and all my other friends that I call across the country to see what's going on. You know, Gary Taylor was telling me about all this school closings, and everybody's, you know, everybody's got daughters or whatever, kids that are teachers now, and So I'm a boomer doomer. So
boomer doomer. See,
if I'm a boomer, what are you?
I'm a millennial.
Millennial.
Yeah.
So what's your kid?
He's a Generation Z or X or I'm sorry.
Zoomer.
He's Generation Z, and I will call him a Zoomer. One day he tried saying "Okay, Boomer," which is a slang out there.
Yeah.
And I turned to him and I said, "I'm not a Boomer. I'm a Millennial. My brothers are Generation X. My parents are
Boomers.
Boomers." And he goes, "Oh." I said, "Okay, Zoomer." It's like, because he's Generation Z, you know?
He earned it.
Yeah. There you go.
Boomers, Millennials, and Zoomers.
Okay, yeah, they got Generation X in there, too. You can't forget about them. They're between Boomers and Millennials, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He goes, Boomers, Generation X.
I learn something every time we do these shows.
Gen X, you know? You ever never hear of Generation X?
No, I heard Germex.
Oh, well, that's different.
They're all out of that, too.
They're out of that,
you can't find that anywhere. Yeah. Even Amazon don't have any of that.
Right.
They got the biggest warehouses in town.
Right.
So, all right, well, we'll see you all next week, and thanks for tuning in, and maybe we'll have a happier subject next week.
Yeah.
Okay?
Sounds good.
See you, Seth.
See ya.